will serve, that's all my mother was going to do. Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing. She will be the lead, so just hold on, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. State your name and your ABC number for the record.
My name is Dwight Charlie, 227-928.
Thank you, sir.
Number.
Okay, and you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant to the left. I see that you were notified about this hearing on May 25th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or are you representing yourself?
I would like to represent myself.
Okay, sir, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board.
Okay.
And they are, you can't see us, but normally you'd be able to, but sorry, the video is not working today. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones. We have the Honorable David Neal. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting the hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby, who's a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent both the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So Mr. Charlie and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Charlie?
Yes.
Mr. Westby.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Charlie, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of your community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Charlie, I'm going to read this allegation from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix on or about March 29, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Charlie, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Charlie's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Charlie, we'll move into phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we get too far, I want to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, sir, and we'll be right back with you to talk with you some more and ask some questions of you. Mr. Westby?
On March 14, 2018, Mr. Charlie was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on May 4, 2018 by Phoenix PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 4, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 18, 2018, 36 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2008, unlawful use of means of transportation, 9 months. 2008, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2008, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. 2013, aggravated domestic violence, 5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Westside Outlaws criminal street gang and an admitted member of the Dene Pride STG. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reached CCD in custody. 2017, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reached CCD in custody. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, criminal damage, and theft noted. Other arrest, 2002, minor possession of alcohol, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2005, drug-free school zone violation, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2012, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G7BA.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Charlie, it looks like when you were released, we have a little summary here, looks like when you were released you went to TLC on Roosevelt, but you were discharged because you signed out and you didn't come back. Where'd you go?
Well, I was having a really, really hard time at the TLC as far as getting clothing, being able to find my own job and buy myself clothing, and just trying to get back on my feet. So I was at the TLC years ago, back in 2006, I think, or 7, and I left from there. I was discharged. My PO said I could go ahead and go home, but as I left from there, I didn't know that I still had a bill. So when I came back over there this time, I had like a $300-$400 bill as soon as I got there, and it was very overwhelming for me, and I wasn't allowed to leave the premises or go look for a job. The only thing I could do was work under them, and everything that I did, I just had to work for them only, and I was very uncomfortable with that, and I explained it with my parole officer. And I had told them, like, honestly, I really don't like this place. I really don't want to be here. I really want to start somewhere where I can work on my success and my, start attending a job and getting help. And we had an argument because he disagreed with me. And I was very, very upset. And I told him, like, I feel like you're supposed to here to help me. And I'm coming to you for help, which is something I don't normally do for once, you know? And I was refusing it, so I got very upset. And after I went to go see him, he still just decided not to help me. So after that, I just went home. I didn't go back to the house because I knew where we were leading to, which was nowhere. So after that, I went back home.
So the person that you you had the disagreement with was your parole officer then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He said he, and I wasn't sure who he was exactly. Okay. All right. Do you have a drug problem? What's your situation?
I have an alcohol problem.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And had you been using alcohol while you were out?
To be honest, yes, I was.
Okay. All right. Because you do, you have a responsibility to provide urine specimens, when your color's called, and it looks like you left before you had a chance to provide any. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
were you working at all, sir? Were you working?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I worked with my father. We were doing carpentry.
Okay. And where was that? Where were you doing that?
I have a number that you can call me.
Just physically, where were you? What?
It was in North Phoenix.
In North Phoenix?
Around Cape Creek and Bowling.
Okay. North Phoenix.
It was like on private contracting.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So,
that sounds like good work. What were you doing on May 4th when the Phoenix PD arrested you?
I was walking back to my mom's house after I was at a bar with my sister.
Okay, and what caused you to come to their attention? Did something happen, or?
I was intoxicated, so the only thing I remember was walking back and waking up in the Alhambra, so.
Okay.
But I was headed back home, but I guess I didn't make it. I must have gotten pulled over and ID'd or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you say?
And you're aware that that drinking alcohol under community supervision is a violation?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions?
Okay, can I say something?
You certainly may. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want everybody to know that if I was thinking this whole time that, okay, let's say I get out without parole and I kill my number. I'm kind of worried about myself because like now I don't have any support or any resources or any type of thing I can go to that I can gain some help from or be on some kind of leash or something like that. But I would like to finish this parole and see if I can use the help I can get and maybe make it work or have a completion because I have a lot of incompletions. And I mean, I'm like 29 years old. I want to be able to complete something.
I understand. There's some very good programs available for Native Americans.
Yeah.
And your CO3 will have, you know, the information on that. So that might be something you can connect with CO3. And there's some very, very good programs.
Uh-huh.
So that might be something for you to start thinking about at least.
Okay.
Because it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you are aware that you have an alcohol problem and that might be a good resource for you. I think, I couldn't be sure about this, but I think some of them are probably available to you at no charge. So, or very reasonable, anyway.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, I haven't had any chances as far as parole has gone yet, so I'm pretty much throwing it out there just if I could have a second chance and complete this last 2 months. If that's okay, if not, I'll speak it out and
okay, sir.
Do the best I can. But
all right. Well, sir, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
In how long?
In just a moment here. Just a minute or so. Okay, so the board is now in discussion. Mr. Charlie is an individual who's truly struggling with alcohol use. And does seem to be thinking, I believe he's thinking about trying to turn the corner on that. I'm not sure that he's fully there yet as far as making that decision for himself, because he's the only one who can make that decision. He did abscond for 36 days, and I can't overlook that. He's admitted to using alcohol and was even intoxicated at the time he was picked up. So he's got a projected release date of August 18th, which is not all that far off. I think if he works with his CO3, that he can get some resources lined up so that when he's released, he can go straight there and get this addressed. And that is if he's serious about it. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision right now, but I'd listen to any other ideas that board members. Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1146, our conversation with Mr. Charlie and information provided by Mr. Westby. I move to revoke his community supervision as Mr. Charlie was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 36 days and admitting to using alcohol while he was on community supervision.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Charlie?
Yes.
You were in the discussion. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. However, we want you to look at this as a positive thing. I mean, we definitely heard your concerns about being a little scared about being out there without some sort of help. But you're the person who has to make that decision about how much help and how much you're going to apply yourself to that. Your CO3 will have some resources that are specifically available for Native Americans, and they're very good programs. So we urge you to try those. You know, apply yourself as best you can. We wish you the best, sir, and we're showing a release date of August 18th of this year for you.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Your hearing's concluded, and if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.